And what's her reward for enduring all that pain? She gets pushed aside when she's disfigured by birth. Her children soon leave. Her beauty is gone. Women who struggle and suffer pain to ensure the continuation of the human race make much tougher and more courageous soldiers than all those big-mouthed, freedom-fighting heroes put together. I don't mean to imply that women should stop having children. On the contrary, nature intended them to, and that's the way it should be. What I condemn are our system of values and the men who don't acknowledge how great, difficult, but ultimately beautiful women's share in society is. I agree completely with Paul de Kriff, the author of this book, when he says that men must learn that birth is no longer thought of as inevitable and unavoidable in those parts of the world we consider civilized. It's easy for men to talk. They don't and never will have to bear the woes that women do. I believe that in the course of the next century, the notion that it's a woman's duty to have children will change and make way for the respect and admiration of all women who bear their burdens without complaint or a lot of pompous words. Yours, Anne M. Frank. Friday, June 16th, 1944. Dearest Kitty, new problems. Mrs. Van D is at her wits' end. She's talking about getting shot, being thrown in prison, being hanged, and suicide. She's jealous that Peter confides in me and not in her, offended that Dussel doesn't respond sufficiently to her flirtations, and afraid her husband's going to squander all the fur coat money on tobacco. She quarrels, curses, cries, feels sorry for herself, laughs, and starts all over again. What on earth can you do with such a silly, sniveling specimen of humanity? Nobody takes her seriously. She has no strength of character. She complains to one and all, and you should see how she walks around. Von hinten Lyceum, von vorne Museum. Even worse, Peter's becoming insolent, Mr. Van Dan irritable, and mother cynical. Yes, everyone's in quite a state. There's only one rule you need to remember. Laugh at everything and forget everybody else. It sounds egotistical, but it's actually the only cure for those suffering from self-pity. Mr. Kugler's supposed to spend 4 weeks in Alkmaar on a work detail. He's trying to get out of it with a doctor's certificate and a letter from Opecta. Mr. Kleiman's hoping his stomach will be operated on soon. Starting at 11 last night, all private phones were cut off. Yours, Anne M. Frank. Friday, June 23rd, 1944. Dearest Kitty, nothing special going on here. The British have begun their all-out attack on Cherbourg. According to Pym and Mr. Van Dan, we're sure to be liberated before October 10th. The Russians are taking part in the campaign. Yesterday, they started their offensive near Vitebsk, exactly 3 years to the day that the Germans invaded Russia. Bep's spirits have sunk lower than ever. We're nearly out of potatoes. From now on, we're going to count them out for each person. Then everyone can do what they want with them. Starting Monday, Meep's taking a week of vacation. Mr. Kleiman's doctors haven't found anything on the x-rays. He's torn between having an operation and letting matters take their course. Yours, Anne M. Frank. Tuesday, June 27th, 1944. My dearest Kitty, the mood has changed. Everything's going enormously well. Cherbourg, Vitebsk, and Zloben fell today. They're sure to have captured lots of men and equipment. 5 German generals were killed near Cherbourg and 2 taken captive. Now that they've got a harbor, the British can bring whatever they want on shore. The whole Cotentin Peninsula has been captured just 3 weeks after the invasion. What a feat! In the 3 weeks since D-Day, there hasn't been a day without rain and storms, neither here nor in France. But this bad luck hasn't kept the British and the Americans from displaying their might. And how? Of course, the Germans have launched their wonder weapon. But a little firecracker like that won't hardly make a dent, except maybe minor damage in England and screaming headlines in the Kraut newspapers. Anyway, when they realize in Krautland that the Bolsheviks really are getting closer, they'll be shaking in their boots. All German women who aren't working for the military are being evacuated, together with their children, from the coastal regions to the provinces of Groningen, Friesland, and Gelderland. Mussert has announced that if the invasion reaches Holland, he'll enlist. Is that fat pig planning to fight? He could have done that in Russia long before now. Finland turned down a peace offer some time ago, and now the negotiations have been broken off again. Those numbskulls, they'll be sorry. How far do you think we'll be on July 27th? Yours, Anne M. Frank. Friday, June 30th, 1944. Dearest Kitty, bad weather from 1 at a stretch to the 30 June. Don't I say that well? Oh, yes, I already know a little English. Just to prove it, I'm reading An Ideal Husband with the help of a dictionary. War's going wonderfully. Bobruisk, Mogilev, and Orsha have fallen. Lots of prisoners. Everything's all right here. Spirits are improving. Our super optimists are triumphant. The Van Dans are doing disappearing acts with the sugar. Beps changed her hair, and Meep has a week off. That's the latest news. I've been having really ghastly root canal work done on one of my front teeth. It's been terribly painful. It was so bad, Dussel thought I was going to faint, and I nearly did. Mrs. Van D promptly got a toothache as well. Yours, Anne M. Frank. P.S. We've heard from Basel that Berndt played the part of the innkeeper in Mina von Barnhelm. He has artistic leanings, says Mother.